Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Happy Monday, everybody. We are here to brighten your day just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
If we could just be a shining moment in your day, a bright spot, some would even say, then praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We've done a little bit of our job.
That's right.
Do you consider yourself, Pastor, and I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a worrier, or would you say that you don't really worry about things?
I feel like I wouldn't say I'm a worrier. I would say I can get worried.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say I'm a worrier.
What are some things that you feel like can cause your mind to worry?
I definitely think that maybe sometimes finances, looking at the bank account, can cause me to worry sometimes.
Okay. All right.
And I try to be a really good steward of my money. So even things that probably shouldn't worry about, like something gets a little off, and I'm like, oh no, what's happening?
Yeah.
Where'd that money go? things like that can get me worried. Sometimes, you know, I mean, dealing in ministry, sometimes even stuff in other people's lives.
Yeah.
Can get me worried for sure about, you know, what's going on with a teenager, stuff like that.
Do you find with being in the ministry, it is a performance-based job.
Yeah.
You're on a stage, you know, with a microphone. Everybody's staring at you. Everybody is listening to you. If you don't want to be boring, you don't want to be disappointing. Does that cause any worry in your heart? Do you feel like you mainly are confident in that aspect of life?
I'd say it's probably like 60-40. Like I'm 60% confident, and that's been a learned skill over the past however many years I've been speaking on stage. At first, it was just worry all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's been a learned skill that I've grown more confident in over the past years.
There's a lot of worriers out there, but Pastor Tim's message this week is called Worrier to Warrior.
That's right.
We're going to learn a lot.
That's going to be a really good one this
week. Such amazing biblical principles all week long. Let's take it to the message.
Let's do it.
I'd like to welcome all those that are watching online and live stream. Trust that the Lord will bless you as we talk about Gideon, how God turned him from a worrier into a warrior. A worrier, they sound alike, don't they? A worrier into a warrior. Worrier to warrior. Say that three times real fast. That'll get you going. Worrier to warrior. You know, God wants us to be soldiers, strong and courageous. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And these days are evil. And standing is a position of victory, a position of strength, of overcoming. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. That means the coming onslaught, the strength of the enemy, and you withstand him. The Bible tells us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And so one of the metaphors the Bible uses for Christians is one of a soldier. And the Lord doesn't want us to be worrying. He wants us to be warring for him. He wants to turn us from a worrier to a warrior. Last week we looked at Gideon, how he was a fearful warrior, and now we're going to look at how God, through a number of things that he asked him to do, Gideon obeyed the Lord even when he was afraid. He did those things, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he became a warrior. God transformed him into one that was filled with fear, a worrier into a warrior. You know, the devil loves to turn us from warriors to worriers, doesn't he? He loves to take our strength and turn it to fear and anxiety and things of that nature. And we find this in the life of David. It tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 1, you know, David got worn down by King Saul pursuing and pursuing and pursuing, and he's always seemingly running for his life. But the Lord had anointed him to be the next king. David was a mighty man. He had killed Goliath. He was an armor bearer. He was a soldier in Saul's army. He did great exploits. He was a man of faith. But yet, through the relentlessness of the trial, the longevity of the trial, it wore him down. And it tells us, David said in his heart, Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines. And so he started worrying about this and that, about what might happen and how he was going to perish. Saul's going to catch him and kill him. And all of a sudden he said in his heart, so he's not praying to God, because we direct our prayers to God. He's doing that self-talk. Self-talk can be very encouraging as you encourage yourself in the Lord, or self-talk can be very debilitating as you just minister fear and unbelief and doubt to your own self. Well, David was engaged in some negative self-talk. He got filled with fear. He started to worry. Next thing you know, he's running to the land of the Philistines, trying to save his life. The devil turned this warrior into a worrier. The devil loves to use worry, anxiety, and fears. He loves to induce panic and panic attacks, because he knows that fear will grip you hard, and so fear will paralyze you. He knows that fear will torment you, as the Bible says. I've learned this: when fear walks in, faith walks out. Isn't that the truth? Fear walks in, faith walks out. That's why we need to always be sowing into our heart the word of the Lord and remembering the exploits of God, remembering the promises of God, and allowing faith to fill our heart. Because when faith comes in, fear walks out. Faith and fear just have trouble residing in the same place at the same time, and the devil loves to use fear. A great definition of fear is F-E-A-R, that acrostic, where it talks about false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. Some of my biggest decisions I did afraid. And we'll find out that Gideon had to do some things afraid. But I've learned this, that when you do it afraid, that's courage. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's the ability to trust God and to do it anyway in spite of fears. And as you do that, his strength is made perfect in your weakness. And some of the decisions I've made, some of my biggest decisions, I've had to do afraid. I think about the very first decision I had to make. One of the first decisions I made had to make was to embrace the call of God on my life. And I was just simply 18 years of age, had only been saved a short time, and God had put in my heart to serve him full time. I'm enrolled into Ohio State University. I had my room assignment. One of my best friends, we were going to room together. All that was set, and I get saved, and all of a sudden, God put into my heart, I just want to serve God full time. People would ask me, what do you want to do? I just want to serve God full time. And all of a sudden, the peace just left my heart to go to college, to that university. And I still remember, it was a Saturday morning, probably around 11:30, and I entered into my prayer closet. I had a walk-in closet in my bedroom. I entered into my prayer closet. I turned off the light. I shut the door. I sat down. It was total darkness. Help me focus on the Lord. And I inquired of the Lord, Lord, where do you want me to go to school? And he spoke to me immediately. You know, sometimes God doesn't speak to you immediately. Sometimes you have to learn to wait on the Lord. But, you know, God spoke to me immediately, and all of a sudden I knew I was going to Bible college. Well, I knew my mom and dad would not be pleased with that decision, with that course of life, and to say that they weren't pleased with it would be a small understatement, as it were. And so I'm sitting there in that prayer closet, and the Lord spoke to my heart to go to Bible college, and I said, yes, Lord, but you just got to open up a door for me to tell my parents, because I knew that all hell was going to break loose when I told them this decision. And I get up from the prayer closet, I go out into the kitchen, I sit down at the kitchen table. I still remember my dad is standing by the sink, and that, you know where that is, standing by the sink, he's drying some dishes. He turns and looks at me, and he says, Tim, are you still going to Ohio State, or has all that changed as well? And I thought to myself, I perceive that the Lord has opened up a door for me to tell him. Just like that. And I told him, and sure enough, I got the reaction that I thought I would get. And then he told my mother, and she reacted like I thought she should. And, you know, I obeyed the Lord. I did it afraid. And it only took about 25 years for them to come to agreement with and see the wisdom of that decision. But I did it afraid. I did it afraid. I remember when I came up to Cornerstone in 1985, I was 27. And I remember the move. I remember the ride up, and I remember moving into the rental house. I remember the very first Sunday I preached. We were in the little building on the corner. We've since torn that down. But I did that afraid because I've never done this before, and it's a new state. Michigan. Some people say, why Michigan? Well, God wanted to send somebody from Ohio, John, to shine the light in the darkness. And I've had to do that for 38 years. Shine the light in great darkness.
Pastor Luke, I feel like there is people in our lives, maybe there's someone that you look up to or something like that, that we tend to put on a pedestal and think that, man, They got it.
Sure.
You know, they got it figured out. They're being successful. Good things are happening for them. They've been doing this a long time. And I even think about, you know, Pastor Tim. He's been my pastor since I've been like 4 years old. Like, I've been coming here to this church and, you know, really look up to him, think an incredible man of God. And so it's interesting and puts it into perspective to hear him talk about times when he's been worried and afraid and had to do things without that confidence. And I was listening to a preacher just recently, and he was talking about Paul and how he read a passage of scripture from 2 Corinthians where Paul was talking about, I think they were in Ephesus, and he was writing to the Corinthians saying, I don't want you to be unaware about the distress that we have been in. And he said, we've been distressed to the point of even despairing life itself.
Wow.
And I never think about Paul like that.
It's true.
But there is this moment in these great men and women, their lives, these men and women of God, there's moments in their lives when they've had to do things afraid.
Wow.
When they've had to have the courage to step out and do things while they've been terrified and believe by faith that as they're moving forward, God's going to bring the anointing on their life.
Man. It is strange to think about some of the men and women of God that you put on a pedestal and hold to this like standard of like excellence.
Yeah.
That they worry.
Yeah.
There's a pastor that I really, really like, and I've been listening to him for a few years now, and I've grown to really love him.
Yeah.
And as the years have gone on with me listening to him, I've learned something about him. Is that he struggles with insecurity.
Wow, yeah.
His church is huge. I could only dream of one day pastoring that many people.
Right.
And he's at that level. But he, over the years, has mentioned so many times about how he just feels so inadequate to be the one on this stage doing this.
Right.
And I find that so interesting and also encouraging.
Yeah.
Because God continues to use this man despite his worries and fears.
Right.
And feeling his lack.
Come on.
And the same thing can happen with me and you and anybody else listening today, that God will use you because he wants to use you.
That's so good.
He wants you.
I love it.
Isn't that awesome?
It's so awesome.
We'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.